96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's like a business with significant differences. You want to start a nonprofit. How do you do that? How do you do it the right way? A lot of folks want to do it. A lot of folks have a lot of questions. Well, tonight we get an insider's view. They're joining me to talk about how to start a nonprofit and, of course, how to stay out of legal trouble when you do it. Diana Leon Taylor is the CEO of the Nonprofit Roundtable of Greater Washington. And Glenn Ogilvie is the CEO of the Center for Nonprofit Advancement. Lines are open. Here's a great opportunity for you to get all of the information you need on nonprofits. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Glenn, Diana, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Harold.
Okay, so let's start off with a working definition, Diana, of a nonprofit versus what a commercial entity, like a business is. What's the difference?
Essentially, the difference is very basic. A nonprofit organization is mission-driven. And so they are focused primarily on a social mission, creating value in the community. And profits, they're not driven by monetary initiatives. Private sector or corporate or corporation is really profit-driven. So their entire purpose is to make a profit, to provide a service or develop a product that produces a profit for their investors.
Mm-hmm. But, Glenn, nonprofits do make money, don't they?
Nonprofits make money, and I think we're starting now to refer to ourselves as social profits because the benefit is impacting the community. Mm-hmm. The resources that are raised or made are being reinvested into the mission of the organization. Mm-hmm. We have that charitable exemption, that tax-exempt status through the IRS 501c3, which allows us also to provide that that charitable investment benefit to those who provide donations. Mm-hmm. Or help to support our efforts.
But at first blush, how do you know that an organization is a nonprofit as opposed to a commercial entity? For example, I was kind of doing some research today, and I don't know why, as a Washingtonian, it didn't occur to me, but the Smithsonian Institution is a nonprofit organization. The American Red Cross, a $3 billion organization, is a nonprofit organization, and we can go on. The American Heart Association, the Susan G. Komen group dealing with breast cancer, the American Cancer Society, all of these organizations, big and small, are nonprofit. When you get down into the nitty-gritty, is there a number, or is there the amount of money or percentage that has to be spent on the charitable organization or the mission?
No, I think the fundamental thing to understand is the distinction between making money and making a profit. And so a nonprofit organization is able to make money as long as those funds are reinvested into the organization to actualize the mission. So you make $10, it goes to feeding the child or whatever the mission is. Making a profit is the money that's given to your investors that they get to keep. It's not reinvested. So it's perfectly fine, and you want a nonprofit to make money. Otherwise, they can't function. There is a business component to a nonprofit that is no different than a for-profit organization. The only distinction is not how much money you make, but where you invest that money after you've made it. So it could be you could sell a product, and you make $10 off that product, and you use it to actualize your mission as opposed to giving it to your investors who get to keep it.
Hmm. So what's the first thing that someone should do when they have the idea that they want to start a nonprofit? Say, for example, they want to do eco-friendly activities in the inner city, for example. How do you do that? How do you go from having the idea on paper to reality? What's the first thing?
So, Harold, I'm going to say research on that. So mm-hmm. really realizing that the purpose that you have in mind does not already exist. If it does, look for opportunities to collaborate or partner with organizations that are already established. It's a very, very challenging initiative to start a nonprofit, and really challenging to maintain its sustainability. So we really try to encourage people to make certain that they are they have a charitable purpose that is worthy of a full-fledged organization. A number of folks are charitable people. There's volunteer initiatives that they can participate in if that's the case. There's giving that they can get engaged into organizations if that's the case. But starting an organization is a very serious effort.
I know a lot of people, they call me all day, every day here. They said, I'm starting a nonprofit, or I have a nonprofit. And in some cases, the president, the CEO, the board consists of the person who is calling me at that point, which is not to suggest that it cannot or will not grow, but someone has done something that has made this a legal entity, a viable entity, even though they have one person. Is that right? Can you have a nonprofit with one person?
Absolutely. You can have a nonprofit. You can have a business with one person as long as you're doing something and getting a return on that. I think with nonprofits, the thing to be mindful of, people start nonprofits because they have a passion for some social justice. They see that they can contribute somehow. And I think where oftentimes it falls short is, I definitely ditto Glenn's point of doing the research and really figuring out if what you want to do, one, is relevant in your community, if the service is needed. Because just because, I want to save mango trees and I live in Northeast, mm-hmm. U.S., it's not relevant to that. So you want to make sure that your mission is relevant to the needs of the community which you're looking to serve. Two, you want to definitely find out if there are other organizations doing similar work. This region has been particularly hit hard with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's winding down of their foundation. So the mm-hmm. funding stream that used to exist for nonprofits has really, really changed. And therefore, when you're starting a nonprofit, you really want to be able to leverage the resources that already exist to maximize impact.
Well, now, those who may not understand that, what do Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have to do with streams of income for nonprofits?
And let me add to that, because that is right on target. And I will say, just preface this by saying, it's a very sophisticated business model, fundraising model. There are a lot of components that are necessary to run the organization well. One of those components are diverse revenue streams. So foundation revenue is super helpful. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac provided that. But also getting revenue from individuals and from government and from earned income practices and corporations. There's a lot that you will need to do to ensure that your revenue in its total entirety does not dry up when certain shifts in need occur in the community.
Need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phones. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about starting your own nonprofit. We're going to drill down a little bit more after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about how you can start your own nonprofit organization. Diana Leon Taylor is the CEO of the Nonprofit Roundtable of Greater Washington, and Glenn Ogilvy is the CEO of the Center for Nonprofit Advancement. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If you can't get through, keep trying. I promise I will take your calls even after 7:30 when we go over to Sirius XM. Let's go to Nolan calling from Northwest D.C. Nolan, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How are you? And thanks for taking my call.
Sure, I'm fine. Thank you. Go ahead.
That's great. My question was not so much for me, but for my mother. She is back in Pennsylvania, and she's doing a lot of great work there. The only issue that she's having in terms of starting a nonprofit, she's very apprehensive about, one, she receives disability benefits, SSI benefits, and mm-hmm. two, she lives in public housing. And I guess three, she also receives TANF benefits. So with her starting a nonprofit, would that interfere with any of those things like her income or her housing status, anything along those lines?
Good question.
So, Nolan, I'll say to that, once she starts a nonprofit, if she's going to earn a salary, she's then considered employed. If she's employed, she'll have to file the necessary taxes and paperwork associated with that. So if those things would interfere with it, then the answer is yes.
Okay. Nolan, thank you so much for your phone call. Milton, calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks, guys. Good evening. I hope everybody's doing well.
Yes, go ahead.
I have a question and a comment. My comment is I love how Purple Heart has everything set up where they can you can drop all your donations, they'll come by, they'll pick it up, they'll leave a slip, and they'll move forward. I want to start a foundation and kind of in the same respect for bigger guys that we can collect clothing for them specifically. In the event that we can do that and get that running, how do I stay within the tax laws by redistributing those tax slips or providing services and making sure that we can get the right that we're filing our taxes correctly?
So I'm going to say to that, back to the research point, it would be very helpful to talk to people at Purple Heart to realize whether or not this is an extension of programming they already have that they may engage you to put forward. Very challenging to start an organization, especially one that's similar to an existing organization, and to be able to sustain that, competing for funding and revenue, and also just that uniqueness that you otherwise won't have. Mm.
Thank you so much, Milton, for your phone call. I need to take yet another break, but if you were on the phone, that includes Justin calling from Bowie, Michael calling from Upper Marlboro, and Darrell calling from Bowie. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program if you want to participate in this conversation. The phone number 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is sitting in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about starting your own nonprofit on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit.